This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome on Top of the Hill as the Kearney High Bearcats back in town to play host to the Lincoln Southeast Knights and Lady Knights. A couple of really great matchups. On the girls' side, you have two teams that each have at least 9 wins. The Bearcats will come in ranked in the top 10 with a 9-2 record. Lincoln Southeast, the Lady Knights, very strong traditional power. They are 9-4 on the season. And Lincoln Southeast on the boys' side come in with a record of 11-2. They've consistently throughout the course of the season been rated in the top 5 in the state of Nebraska. They really are on a short list of teams that people think might be able to win the state championship here in Class A. And Kearney High, no slouches either on the boys' side, come in with a record of 7-4 on the year. So a couple of pretty darn good matchups. And Lincoln Southeast braved their way through the fog to make it here to Kearney High. And glad you could join us here for coverage of high school basketball right here on KXPN. And we'll be back and kind of set the stage here for both these two teams as we, again, on the women's side, on the girls' side, really kind of anticipate a pretty good defensive struggle, pretty good matchup between two very good girls' basketball teams as Lincoln Southeast 9-4, Kearney High 9-2, and we'll turn our attention to the girls' side and come back with the starters when we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. New Tech Seed, bringing you coverage of Kearney High Bearcat basketball tonight, and we'll take a break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Let's give you the starters. First of all, for the Lincoln Southeast Lady Knights, they come in at 9-4 on the season. Their starters look like this. Jocelyn Smutty is a sophomore. She's 5'9". She'll play guard. Matlin Jones, a junior. She's 5'8". She'll be at the forward position. Alexa Kostanek is a freshman. She is 5'8". Will play kind of the three position, or maybe the four. She'll kind of go back and forth between guard and forward. Lauren Stryker, a sophomore, 5'5", she'll play guard. And Haley Lake, the 6-foot-tall center, she is a senior. Again, if you're paying attention, only one senior starting tonight for Lincoln Southeast. That will be their center. They have some youth. They have a freshman, a couple of sophomores that will make the start tonight for Lincoln Southeast, a very young basketball team. Now for the Kearney High Bearcats, as usual, their starting lineup looks like this. Nicole Arp, she is a 5'8 senior. Arp is averaging about almost 19 points per ball game. Kayla Roth is 5'6 and a senior. Roth averaging about 6.5 points a game. Also starting will be Megan Tinkham. She'll be one of the big forces in the middle. Tinkham is a senior, and she's about 5'11, and Tinkham on the year is averaging right at 4 points a game. Christy Russo, also a senior. She's 5'5. Russo is averaging 6.5 points a game. And Shelby Maloli, 5'9 senior. Maloli on the year is averaging about 7.5 points per ball game. So obviously getting Nicole Arp going offensively, very important. But again, very balanced scoring for the rest of the starters, averaging right around 6.5 points for most of those players here for Kearney High. So once again, for the Lady Bearcats, it'll be Arp, Roth, Tinkham, Russo, and Maloli. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. We'll step away, and we'll put the ball in the air right after this.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Commodity markets have been volatile since USDA's January report. If you didn't make it to one of AgWest's Outlook 2010 presentations in recent weeks, here's one last chance to see what will drive grain markets in the coming months. AgWest will host two Outlook webinars on Tuesday, February the 2nd and Wednesday the 3rd. You can register for one of these webinars at goagwest.com or call us 866-WE-HEDGE. These webinars are February 2nd and 3rd, so register soon.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School as the starting lineups being introduced for both these two teams. It's going to be a pretty energetic crowd here tonight. It usually is because, you know, a couple of pretty good teams coming in town, but one added factor tonight is it is the weekend that they have their annual dance camp and their cheer camp for the little cheer kittens, if you will. And so a lot of young ladies with pom-poms in the stands. It really kind of has filled up the crowd here at Kearney High School. And again, it's just one of those nights when they do that, just a lot of energy in the building. So we really anticipate a great matchup between the Knights, who are currently being introduced, and they are in their black road uniforms with the gold numbers and trim. Kearney High in their home white uniform, trying to defend the home court. They come in 9-2. And the Lady Knights come in with a record of 9-4 on the season. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And we'll remind you that you can log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Download any of our high school broadcasts. When you log on to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the Midway podcast link. Podcasts of all of our high school play-by-play are there all year long to download, and it's all free. And all the service of Midway Chevrolet, Buick Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Eagle of Kearney, and ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. So you can get this kind of after the fact if you kind of want to keep it as a memento. And obviously, if you know people out of town, out of state, or even out of the country who want to follow Kearney High Bearcat basketball, you can just have them log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and follow the links, and they'll be able to get live streaming radio wherever they are, coverage of high school basketball. Tinkham doing the jumping here against Haley Lake as we're ready to go. And there's the whistle. We are underway, and the tip is going to be controlled by Lincoln Southeast. So the Knights, first possession of the game, and Kearney High picks up the defense as they kick it on the right wing over for Schmutty. Schmutty gives it to Lake, top of the circle there, and they're just going man-to-man right now, goes Kearney High. With a little dribble is Kostanek, or Kostanek, as we're now pronouncing it, I guess. Stryker tries a long jumper. It's no good. The rebound is then stolen away. It was an air ball that was actually pulled down by Maloli, and now stolen by Arp. Loose ball picked up by Arp. She goes in for a layup, and the first bucket of the game belongs to the Bearcats. Kearney High turned the ball over, and then as I was writing down the steal, off comes Nicole Arp making the play and laying it up on the other end. Here's Haley Lake kicking it between the circles. Right wing, they give it to Stryker. Stryker, they enter it inside. She dribbles it back out, gives it to Matley Jones. Jones enters it again. Lake steps up, shoots, misses. No good. Maloli pulls down another rebound, and here comes Kearney High. Slowly up court. Maloli will get it, kicking in the corner for Rousseau. Down low for Tinkham. She'll drive the baseline. Shot is up and good. Megan Tinkham makes it 4-0 Kearney High here in the early stages. On her sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. First game ever played in the new gym at Kennesaw, as it's Kennesaw and Franklin. Little entry pass down low for Kostanek. Kostanek turnaround jumper gets Lincoln Southeast on the board. The Knights will put pressure on. Almost a bad pass. It's tipped around, but Tinkin comes up with it. Finds Maloli in the lane. Maloli had it momentarily. Now Arp will get it on the right side. Kearney High will work the ball around very quickly with a 3-2 defense here for the night. So they're working with the zone, and Kearney High passes around the perimeter. Arp now has it on the left side, gives it to Maloli. Maloli's behind the three-point arc, and now Rousseau's got it top of the circle. I'll tell you what, everybody knows where Nicole Arp is. She flashes and posts up momentarily, but Kearney High keeps the ball on the outside. Rousseau with the dribble. Leading it 4-2, she enters it to Arp in the lane. Arp will drive. Arp off glass. Actually had her shot blocked. No foul there. Entry pass now into Tinkham, and Tinkham walked with it. Turnover on Kearney High. Their second turnover compared to one for Lincoln Southeast. The Bearcats have only the only fast break points of the game thanks to that turnover, that steal by Arp. She laid it up, and that's the difference of the ball game right now, really, as they lead it 4-2. Knights will try to take it, tie it or take the lead. Lake has it behind the three-point arc. She'll kick right wing for Jones. Jones walked with it. Yeah, she couldn't decide whether she wanted to pass to Smutty or not, and Smutty wasn't open momentarily and just delayed enough that she turned the ball over, drugged that pivot foot. Paige Nielsen's going to check in with Kearney High leading at 4-2 with 5:23 to go. Again, Franklin and Kennesaw on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Double team by Southeast across the timeline. Comes Arp. She's able to get it to Rousseau, to Maloli. Maloli's pass off the knees now of Tink, and they're going to tie it up. Alternating possessions will give Kearney High the basketball here. Pass from the high post to the low, usually a pretty good idea, but that one had a little bit too much mustard on it. It was literally at the shoe tops of Tinkham, and Tinkham did a nice job just to be able to tie it up. On the inbounds, Arp gets the ball back. And around the perimeter we go. Roth has it left wing, picked up there with that kind of 2-3 zone defense here that the Knights are running. Entry pass into Arp. She kicks it out. Here's a three. No good for Roth. And the long rebound is taken out of there by Stryker. So Stryker pulls down the rebound, and here comes Southeast. Nielsen in the offensive zone, kicks left side for Lake. Lake drives. Shoots over Maloli and gets a nice shooter's touch. We're tied at four with 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. A couple of 4-0 runs here. Driving now is going to be Rousseau, and Rousseau is held as she drives down. Good job of penetrating. Got it on the right wing. Began the ninth in with the basketball, and she's held by Haley Lake. Well before a shot could be put up, even though she was looking to shoot here. And in for Southeast is going to be Caitlin Jacobson. Jacobson comes in. And for Kearney High, also in the game is Keisha Nickel. Nickel will come in for Tinka. Entry pass, gets the ball back to Arp. Arp's going to drive. Arp's going to take it off glass, and Arp will score. Nicole Arp showing why she's recruited to play over at UNK. Just knifed through that lane, took it on the high post, and dribbled around a couple players much taller than herself, laid it up and in. Jacobson will give it top of the circle here for Kostanek. Kostanek right wing for Jones. And Jones with the dribble kicks left wing. There's Nielsen open for the three, and she hits it. Right in front of head coach Jason Boyd. And Coach Boyd, not a happy man right now. Not happy with how open that shot was. Arp brings it across the timeline in the face of pressure. We'll kick it right side for Roth. Roth looks inside, finds a cutter on the back door. Maloli with the bucket is up and good. And a timeout for the Knights. Coach Larson, the Southeast, wasn't happy with that either. It's Kearney High leading Lincoln Southeast 8-6. 3:36 to go here, first quarter. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back here to Kearney High, Lincoln Southeast after the timeout. We'll inbound it down by two. They kick it in the right corner for Matley Jones. Jones will fire the three. It is no good. And the rebound out by Maloli. Nice job by Shelby Maloli, not only to get the rebound, but also find somebody to pass to. She gave it to Nickel. Now Maloli has it back. And with it, now top of the key is Rousseau. Kearney High quickly working it around the perimeter in the face of that. It's almost a 1-2-2 zone here as they got somebody right on the top of the key, two other players at the elbow, and two down low. But that one on the top flattens out pretty quick. So it's really kind of a 3-2 on the right side. Rousseau, now she'll give it back to Arp, and around the perimeter we go again. Arp and Rousseau just play a little catch. Now Roth has it, try to enter it inside. Bad pass, and it's stolen away by Jones. Nice little steal there by Lincoln Southeast, and the Knights have a chance to take the lead here. They'll fire the three to do it, and Kostanek, no good. They are 1 out of 4 from three-point land, and the rebound is taken out there by Rousseau. Rousseau will give it to Arp. Now left side for Roth. And now between the circles, dribbling is Arp. Arp will pass and cut through. Now she'll backtrack a little bit. Around the perimeter they go. They give it to Rousseau. Flashing through. We have two different post players flashing across the lane. And they'll just work it now on the right wing. Bounce pass over to Maloli. Back to Arp. Arp, nowhere to go. Tries to get it to Rousseau. They double team in the corner over there. Rousseau, though, nice job protecting the basketball, passes it back out, and Kearney High is going to have to kind of reset things here a little bit. And they enter it inside, 15-foot jumper, no good for Shelby Maloli, and the rebound's taken out of there by Kostanek. Kostanek up ahead, Lake will lay it up and in on the fast break, and we are tied at 8. Minute 36 to go, first quarter. Bearcats have not trailed, now they trailed briefly with a three-pointer here in the early stages, but for the most part, they've had a lead, but it's been a pretty close game throughout. We're tied at 8 as Kearney High will direct traffic. Arp has it, thought about the 3. We'll give it to Rousseau on the right side. Now she gets it. She'll shoot a WNBA 3. It is no good. Rebound being tipped around, and coming out with it is Rousseau. Give credit to both Nickel and Maloli for keeping that ball alive and not allowing Southeast to rebound it. So here come the Cats again. Arp gets the left side. This time she squared up. This time her three is still a little bit long and rebounded by Lake. Lake will work it ahead quickly up court, off the fingertips of Jones, and out of bounds. Nice half-court pass, but it just went off the hands of Matley Jones. Kind of like a quarterback hitting a receiver in the end zone, and they just drop it. That's exactly what happened there, because if Jones wouldn't have been able to catch the ball, it would have been a layup. Just catch and stop in one motion. She was right underneath the basket. But in any event, it will be a Southeast turnover, and Kearney High has a chance to take the lead back. We're in the final minute of the first quarter. Arp double-teamed on the high post. She'll kick the ball back out. Rousseau still looking for Arp. They'll get it up on the right side. Rousseau Roth doing a nice job of protecting the ball. Roth gets it back, and she's going to lob it inside. That's Nickel. Nice power move. Her shot is no good, but she's heading to the line. Keisha Nickel, nice job of A, catching the ball, and B, keeping the ball up high. She's going to go line and shoot two. The foul on Lake is going to be her second personal foul. So Nickel will step to the line here. And her free throw is no good. Nickel on the season, 6 out of 13 from the free throw line, so she's a little bit under 50% on the year. She'll have one more free throw here. This one is up and also no good. And fighting for the rebound was Caitlin Bailey, but she couldn't come up with it. Ball's in the hands of the Knights here as Nielsen came up with it, gives it off on the left side. And around the perimeter they go as they get the ball over here to Novak. Actually, that's Everett. Everett has it on the left side. Gives it top of the circle here for Jones. Jones will fire the three. In and out, no good. 5 seconds left. Here comes Art. Quickly gets the ball off Rousseau to Bailey. Bailey at the buzzer. No good. So we're going to head to the second quarter. Still tied at 8. Bearcats had a chance to take the lead in the final second. Couldn't get the fast break shot to go, even though it was a nice pass. And so we'll be back with the second quarter. Tied at 8 when we come back right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Well, Bearcats, with the exception of about 10 seconds there, never trailed in the first quarter, but they also never really had a big lead either. They had the first 4 points of the quarter, had a chance to lead by two after one quarter. In any event, we'll start the second quarter tied at 8. Lincoln Southeast and Kearney High lean away for the catch. Nicole Arp, she's got 4, and Haley Lake has 4 for Southeast. Entry pass on the inside is stolen away. It's a turnover. Here comes Arp on the run. Arp's going to drive the baseline, shoot over the top of Lake, and she gets the bucket and the foul. Wow, what a great drive over Haley Lake, and not only did she get the bucket and the foul, but Lake has now committed her third personal foul. Only 3 fouls have been called in the game against either team, and all 3 of them have gone against Haley Lake. So here comes Arp, the 60% free throw shooter at the line, and she finishes a 3-point play. Bearcats lead it by 3. That's a big play all the way around, even though it's very early. Kostanek and Arp doing a little battle coming up. Kostanek brings it in the offensive zone. He gives it right side for Lewis. Lewis pass, bad one, but is picked up by Everett. Everett will shoot the 3, no good. Offensive rebound, shot won't fall, but we have a foul whistled on Kearney High. Rebound into the hands of Kostanek, battling in underneath. And she'll head to the line, and we'll have 2 shots here. The foul whistled on Abby Reese, who checked in at the quarter.
First free throw by number 23, Leslie Kostanek, is good.
So Kostanek at the free throw line. We got Bailey and Reese and Arp, Rousseau and Nickel out there right now for Kearney High. Second free throw by Kostanek is up and good. So that makes it a 1-point ball game, 11-10. Knights will put a little pressure on. In the offensive zone is Rousseau. Rousseau bumped, but no foul there, and they'll get the ball to Arp. Arp, feet between the circles, will direct traffic, give the ball to Rousseau, and again, kind of that 2-3 zone here. Entry pass to Arp at the elbow, gives it to Reese, back to Arp. Arp shut off, so she'll give it left side and off the fingertips of Rousseau and out of bounds. Fourth turnover of the game here unofficially against Kearney High. And now Lincoln Southeast, another chance to take the lead. On the far side, it's Everett that's going to inbound it, and she tosses the ball in here for Kostanek. And Kostanek into the offensive zone. Next stoppage, a couple of starters will come back in here for the Cats. Lob pass down low for Everett. Everett kicks it back out here for Jones. Natalie Jones, 3, will not fall. And the rebound is taken out of there by Bailey. Bailey helps work it up ahead. They kick it back out to Arp. Arp, Rousseau. Rousseau for 3. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound shot falls for Keisha Nickel. The offensive rebound in bucket for Nickel. And that lead is 3. Quickly, the Knights on the run. And they are shut off by a hustling Nickel, who got all the way back to shut off Natalie Jones. They get the ball top of the key here for Everett. Everett will fire the 3 and hit the 3. That's the second 3-pointer of the game here for Lincoln Southeast. I have them being 2 out of 7, and they force the turnover on the inbounds. With it is Kostanek. Kostanek entry pass down low. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Shot finally falls for Nielsen. So Nielsen gets the rebound and the bucket here, and just like that, Lincoln Southeast has taken the lead. 15-13, 6:03 to go, second quarter. Timeout Bearcats. We're back after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, right now, Lincoln Southeast in the midst of a 7-2 run, and as a result, they have a 15-13 lead over Kearney High, 6:03 to go here before halftime, and things kind of unraveling quickly here for the Cats. And Kearney High will inbound it, face a little bit more of that night pressure. Art picks up her dribble, gives it to Rousseau. They're going to have to hustle to break it across the timeline. Reese dribbling the wrong way. They're going to have to hustle. With the dribble is Rousseau. She gets it across barely and now gets it to Reese. Reese will hand the ball back out to Art. And I told you a couple of starters checking back in. Those are Maloli and Tinkham during the break. Pass on the left side. Maloli has it. And we'll enter it inside for Art. Art pass for Reese. Reese off glass. It's good. So Abby Reese, first 2 points out of the game, and Kearney High with a chance to put the pressure on. They knock away the inbounds after making the bucket. Roth is going to cut back in here for Reese after Reese hits that bucket. So the senior, Kayla Roth, directing traffic a little bit as Kearney High talks about what they're doing here with their pressure defense. The inbound dribbling against it is Kostanek. Kostanek, double team there by... foul is going to be whistled on Tinkham. Tinkham is going to be called for just a little bit. They're going to call a hold there. Now, you might be able to call a reach, but I sure didn't see any hold. In any event, it is a foul on Kearney High, even though the ball was knocked loose there by Tinkham. So in any event, that saves the turnover. So Southeast will inbound the basketball. They get it up, no problem. Jones enters it down low. Erickson's wide open, and somebody lost track of Maddie Erickson. I don't know how you miss somebody that tall, but they lost track of Erickson, even though she's about 5'10". Entry pass down low, stolen away by Nielsen, and Nielsen comes up with it here for the Knights. 17-15, the Knights with the lead, and across the timeline is going to be Nielsen. Nielsen gives it off on the right side for Kostanek. Kostanek back to Nielsen. Nielsen back to her cut. There's Erickson again, and another foul going to be whistled against Kearney High. That's going to go on Maloli. Not much of a foul, but just a little bit on the back. So Maloli whistled for the foul. And to the line, Maddie Erickson. They have her listed at 5'9". I think they cheated her a little bit. She looks a little taller than that. Free throw was back of the iron and no good. So Erickson to shoot one more here. It's 17-15. Lincoln Southeast with the lead. And now they've added to it. And she hits the second free throw. She's got 3 points in the game, and it's a 3-point Lincoln Southeast lead. Rousseau with the dribble, facing a little bit of pressure, picks up her dribble. 10-second count going on. Gets it to Tinkham. Tinkham now pass to Roth. Roth now will get the ball back out here to Arp. And Arp's going to direct traffic. With 4:24 to go. Kicks it left side. Rousseau for three, and she hits it. Christy Rousseau, I didn't think had a balance underneath her, but she hit nothing but the bottom of the net. Kostanek has it as we're tied at 18 across the timeline. She'll direct traffic. Her feet are on the paw. She kicks right side for Nielsen. Kearney High sagging a lot. Kind of going with a little zone here. With it is Kostanek. Kostanek facing Arp, and they're going to call a real ticky-tack foul on Arp. And Arp probably a little cheapy there. That will be her first. Fourth as a team. With 3:55 to go here before halftime. And the Knights will get the inbounds. Kostanek into the offensive zone. Kearney High just kind of sweeping side to side with that zone. Kind of a 2-3 zone. A little bit different look than what Southeast has with it, though. Kick on the left side for Kostanek. Kostanek dishes, kicks right side for Nielsen. Nielsen into the corner for Jones. Kicks it back. They reverse the ball around. Looking for a cutter. Nobody there. They'll reset. Get the ball out to Everett. Everett out here for Kostanek. She backs up. Gives it to Nielsen.
She's picked up there. Has the kick into the corner for Jones. Jones with the dribble. Good ball movement here by Southeast. Not really letting Kearney High get comfortable defensively, making them shift. They get it to Jones, top of the circle. Bad dribble. Tinkham couldn't quite get to the ball. They get it right side for Kastanik. She forces up a shot that's no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Arp. Not a good shot as Arp will get the ball down low for Rousseau. Good looking shot there, but it doesn't fall. Jones pulls down the rebound, and into the offensive zone comes Lincoln Southeast. Nielsen kicks right wing for Kastanik. With 2:45 to go, tied at 18 here in quarter number two. Lincoln Southeast with the basketball, trying to untie things here. No team has had a lead larger than 4 points. They kick out. Open for that three is Everett. Everett's three is no good. And the rebound ripped down there by Roth, who will give it to Arp. And Arp facing that 2-3 zone, and they really bring that those top two players out for Lincoln Southeast. Kearney High also did a little 2-3 a little bit ago. And they dropped theirs all the way down to the free throw line. But if you have Arp coming at you, you're going to have to kick her up. They get it through the hands of Tinkham. Tinkham trying to track the ball down. It is loose. Roth has it, and they're going to call a walk, even though she had a lot of collision, had all sorts of bodies around her. But they're going to say that with that loose ball situation, nobody was in the position to commit the foul. And as Roth was falling down, she tried to pass it away. They're going to call it a turnover. That's one of those. It'd been a cheap foul if we would have got it. Kastanik. They almost hand the ball back to her. Now they get it back out. Here's a three by Nielsen. It's no good. And the rebound's tipped around. Arp comes up with it. Don't have numbers, but they're going to run. They kick it back out to Arp. Arp will drive the lane. Nice pass inside for Tinkham, and Tinkham double dribbled with it. Couldn't quite get the handle. Nice pass. But she just couldn't quite handle it. Checking in here for Kearney High is going to be Keisha Nickel. With a minute 40 to go. Before halftime, we're tied at 18. We were tied at 8 at the end of one quarter. Kearney High with a little token defense here. They have the long pass to Stryker. Stryker on the baseline. Shots no good. Rebound to Erickson. Erickson tips it back out. Kastanik, well behind the three-point arc, going to direct traffic. Hasn't used her dribble yet. Finds a cutter through the lane. That's Stryker. Stryker loses the ball, and it's pulled down by Nickel. We'll call that a shot, even though it didn't look like one, and Nickel comes up with the rebound. She had her hands on the ball momentarily. Didn't really have good control of the ball. Driving now is Rousseau. Rousseau gets the body contact and will head to the line. She drove past one night and ran into Maddie Erickson, who's going to be whistled for the block. Nice job there by Rousseau to be aggressive. Rousseau has 3 points in the game, and now she'll step to the free throw line. Rousseau on the year is about an 80% free throw shooter. She's the best free throw shooter on the team, and as soon as I say that, we jinx her because she misses the free throw. So we're still tied at 18 with 101 to go here before halftime. Rousseau will have one more attempt here to give the Bearcats the lead, and it's a little short, but got the nice shooter's touch as she hit the front of the rim and got the rattle forward. So 19-18, long pass in the corner as they bring it across the timeline. Kastanik, long pass, Kearney High does come up with a basketball, and they get the ball in the hands of Maloli. Roth came up with a loose ball. Arp now is going to drive, has a very small window, but hits that window, lays it up and in. Right down the baseline. She had a three-point play to start the quarter. This is her first point since then, and the Cats with a three-point lead. Nielsen across the timeline, gets it in the lane to Erickson. Erickson kicks in the corner. Here's Kastanik for three, and it's no good. Ball is tracked down by Maloli. Finally, it's bounced around. Nobody grabbed it. And now the ball's in the hands of Nicole Arp with 16 seconds left. She's going to slow things down. She takes a look at the clock, and she'll set up the offense now. 10 seconds to go. Arp gets the ball back, has a little screen, drives the baseline, puts up a little floater. It is out of bounds, and last touch by the Knights as it was blocked. I think Kastanik had the block. It really doesn't matter who's got it because Kearney High will inbound it with 2.5 to go before halftime.
Cats inbound, bounce pass inside, shot up and good, and the foul! A great bounce pass down low to Shelby Maloli. Shelby Maloli was able to use the rim to protect the basketball from the defender, then just flipped it up off glass and in, and was fouled. So she'll shoot one free throw here. It is no good. So we'll head to the locker room with Kearney High leading it 23-18, thanks to a shot at the buzzer by Shelby Maloli. So a 5-point Kearney High lead. We'll step away for a little bit, and when we come back, we'll talk boys basketball with the head coach here at Kearney High. We'll talk with the coach right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Lady Bearcats have a 23-18 lead over Lincoln Southeast. And now we're going to talk a little boys basketball because Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach from Kearney High, kind enough to join us here at halftime. And coach, you might be dealing with kind of an angry basketball team when Southeast comes into town. They've lost two of their last, I think, four games, and you don't really want to face one of the better teams in the state ever. Well, you kind of do, but when you do, you hate them to be in a bad mood.
Yeah, they their schedule has been pretty tough the last couple weeks. You know, they lost a tough one to Fremont by 1 point, then they lost a relatively close one to Omaha Bryan as well. So we know we're going to get Southeast's best effort tonight. We always do. Anytime we play Southeast, it seems like it brings out the best in both of our teams. We've had some great games with them over the years, and I'd like to think that with us playing in front of a big home crowd tonight, that'll give us some much-needed emotional boost. It should be a great night for basketball.
And again, it is kind of fun to play one of those better teams. You really find out what your team does. You had a chance to scout them. What sort of things do you kind of feel you guys need to do tonight?
Well, they're a full-court team. They want to get up and down the court. They shoot quick. They want to get their press set up. And one of the things we have to do if we want to have a chance tonight is we have to take care of the basketball against their full-court pressure. They're as good a full-court team as we'll probably see until we play Bellevue West later in the year. But they thrive off of their defensive pressure that leads them right into their fast break. And we've got to take care of the ball. We'll slow the tempo a little bit in the full court and try to get a good shot every possession. We do not want to get into an up-and-down game with them tonight because that probably favors the style they like to play.
Does that mean we're going to try to work the ball a little bit, maybe pound the ball into Tyler Shields? I mean, Shields has been hot lately. You always like to have him have his hands on the ball anyway, but you're going to take the air out of the ball a little bit?
Yeah, we need to. I wouldn't say we're going to take the air out of it. We need to get touches in the paint. You know, we got to get Zach Albrecht, Tyler Shields involved. We'll have a little bit of a size advantage in the paint. Not a huge size advantage, but enough where we feel like we really want to pound the basketball inside. And then hopefully Southeast, you know, they'll have to adjust a little bit. If we're getting it inside, then that'll free some things up for our shooters. But to even get the ball inside, we have to handle the full court first and then handle the pressure that they'll put on the basketball, even in the half court. If we take care of the ball, we should get good looks. And then we just, you know, crash the boards hard and see what happens.
Is this really kind of one of those situations where they play really good defense for 10 seconds, but the longer the possession goes on, they overcommit, and then you have those back doors and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. They really pressure the ball, and they really pressure things one pass away. But if you can get some reversals, they do gamble a little bit on defense. We're hoping to take advantage of some breakdowns that they may have. If we can make 4 to 8 passes per possession and still get it inside and not let that pressure bother us on the outside. And then on the defensive side of things tonight, you know, they'll shoot quick. We have got to rebound the basketball. If we give up as many offensive rebounds as we have the last few weeks, you know, to Norfolk and Millard North, you know, they're going to get a ton of easy shots. And when they score quick, they get their press set. and then that's when you're kind of at their mercy.
Well, you know, they like to run the floor because they're a pretty quick team, and they spread the floor a little bit offensively, right? So, I mean, kind of finding those guys and box them out can be a pretty good task.
Yeah, and it is. It's a tough challenge because a lot of times they'll play with an open post. They might have, you know, all five of their guys on the perimeter, so then they get kind of a running start going to the offensive boards, and they shoot a lot of threes too. So some of those rebounds come off a little bit longer, a little bit harder. So guys, in addition to checking out, are just going to simply have to go after the basketball and use their athleticism and their strength, you know, and try to corral the rebound, and then we'll, you know, jump the court and get into our half-court set.
And you kind of told me before, you know, with all the little girls around and all the families watching their girls play, if these guys kind of stay, this would be one heck of a crowd for you guys to be able to kind of play in front of. A real advantage for you guys, if you can kind of get things going here offensively, get the crowd into it, that would obviously, you know, make that task for them just that much harder.
Yeah, absolutely. I still think we have one of the best home court advantages in the state. We have great fans no matter who the opponent is. This will only be our fourth home game of the year, so I think people, you know, like coming out and watching us play. We have a huge crowd here for the girls' game, and hope they all stay for the boys' game because it could make for a really exciting night of basketball. 2 years ago when Southeast was here, the gym was packed, and we pulled off one of the biggest home upsets in a while. Southeast came in at number two. Similar situation this year where they're pretty highly regarded, spent some time at number one in the polls, and we have a chance to pull off the upset tonight if we play well.
And what do you see? I mean, they're one key, right? If we come back after the game, we do the post game, and you come away with the win, what do you think would be the one thing we talk about?
Absolutely transition defense on our part. If we're allowing their point guard, Darius Vick, he's a junior, he's a Division I prospect, he's been playing varsity since he's a freshman. If we allow him to control the tempo of this game offensively, get some transition baskets and allow them to set their press and really crank up the tempo of the game, it could be a long night for us. If we can control the tempo and kind of play at the pace that we want to, we'll pick and choose our spots to run, but if we can control the tempo of the game, you know, that'll definitely favor us, you know, hopefully in the fourth quarter.
So you're hoping to get the game kind of in the 40s, and they want the game in the 60s.
If we're playing in the 40s or 50s, that favors us. If we're playing in the 70s or 80s, that definitely probably favors Lincoln Southeast.
Well, good luck tonight, Scott. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney High. And again, at halftime, the girls do lead the Lady Knights 23-18. We'll take a look at the numbers of the girls' game. We come back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Commodity markets have been volatile since USDA's January report. If you didn't make it to one of AgWest's Outlook 2010 presentations in recent weeks, here's one last chance to see what will drive grain markets in the coming months. AgWest will host two Outlook webinars on Tuesday, February the 2nd and Wednesday the 3rd. You can register for one of these webinars at goagwest.com or call us 866-WE-HEDGE. These webinars are February 2nd and 3rd, so register soon.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
had taken the floor, so they're still performing here. They've stopped the clock. In fact, put a little bit of extra time back on it, so a little bit longer report. Kind of nice of Coach Steinberg to be able to join us here at halftime. Let's take a look at the numbers here for Lincoln Southeast. They do trail it 23-18 here against Kearney High, and pretty balanced scoring tonight for Southeast. Paige Nielsen off the bench, the leading scorer right now. She has 5 points, a three-pointer, and a regular deuce here for Lincoln Southeast. Alexa Kostanek has 4 points here at the break, three for Maddie Erickson and three for Peyton Everett. And so just not a lot of scoring really going on here for Southeast. They only had 10 points in the second quarter, only 8 in the first, and they only have 18 here at the break. For Kearney High, leading the way, really no big surprise, it's Nicole Arp. She's got 9 points here at the break. Christy Rousseau has 4, also 4 for Shelby Morovi. Keisha Nickel with a couple of points off the bench. Abby Reese also with 2 points off the bench, as Kearney High was able to outscore Lincoln Southeast in that second quarter, 15-10. And that's the reason for their 5-point lead here, as they lead it 23-18 here at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll be back with more of the halftime right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Doctors Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The youngins doing the dance camp have completed their halftime performance here a little bit, and has opened up a few seats, but I'm sure those are going to fill in pretty nicely. Pretty good crowd here tonight as Kearney High leads Lincoln Southeast at intermission 23-18. We gave you all the individual numbers, some other statistics to kind of throw your way. Lincoln Southeast, 2 of 10 from behind the three-point arc, so they're shooting 20% from behind the three-point arc. Kearney High has not attempted near as many threes. They are 1 of 3 from behind the arc. Christy Rousseau, the only one to have a make here, but I have them unofficially being 1 of 3 from behind the arc, and neither team really getting the line a whole lot. Kearney High has had trouble throughout the course of the year shooting free throws. They are 2 of 4. They're 2 out of 6. From the free throw line, so they're shooting 33% from the free throw line, whereas Lincoln Southeast is 3 of 4 from the line. So they might be maybe a better shooting team, at least the way they run their offense. They certainly think they are by putting up 10 three-pointers here in the first half compared to only 3 for Kearney High. And they also have kind of proven it a little bit from the free throw line, shooting pretty well from there as well. And as we mentioned, Lincoln Southeast, very young team. Their starters, they have two sophomores, a freshman, and a junior, only one senior making the start here for Lincoln Southeast, whereas for Kearney High, they're pretty senior-dominated basketball team. And, of course, leading the way is Arf, who is averaging about 18 points per ball game. But Kearney High starts five seniors, so a very veteran ball club. But at this time of year, teams really aren't very young anymore. They've been through it all. They've learned as they've gone and played. And so Lincoln Southeast, you can't really talk about them being real young and having that be a major factor here in the ball game. The major factor for them, Kearney High's done a very good job of contesting shots and making those three-point looks be very, very difficult. And as a result, again, only shooting about 20% from behind the three-point arc here for Lincoln Southeast, one of the major reasons why the Bearcats lead it here at intermission, 23-18. We're going to take one last break here on this extended edition of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back here. They're still resetting the clock and everything, but just about ready to go. Alternating possession rule will give Kearney High the basketball to start the second half here. Nicole Arp, Kayla Roth, Megan Tinkham, Christy Rousseau, and Shelby Maloli out there for the Lady Cats here to start the second half. And for the Knights, looking around, I can't see some of the jersey numbers here, and obviously don't know these young ladies as well as I know the ones from Kearney High, but I do believe from looking at things, that it is, checking everything out. Jocelyn Schmutty, Matt Lee Jones, Alexa Kasonic, Lauren Stryker, and Haley Lake out there. Lake in a little bit of foul trouble as three personal fouls sat out much of the first half. So Kearney High will inbound. They work it around that zone, and with it is Maloli. Maloli gets it at the elbow to Arp. Arp will kick it out for Rousseau. Arp wants the ball back, and she's going to reset the offense. A lot of times they put her at the high post, put her right at the free throw line, and she runs across it in the lane. Off of the screen, Arp has the dribble. We'll give it to Roth. Roth over left side for Rousseau. Rousseau kicks it over to Arp. She's open for three, and she hits the three-pointer. So that'll make 12 points in the game here for Nicole Arp, and the Bearcats have their largest lead. They lead it by eight. When they led by five by scoring at the buzzer at the end of the second quarter, that was their largest lead of the game, and now it got just a little bit bigger. Entry pass down low, turnaround shot by Kasonic, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Roth. She'll give it to Arp. Arp drives off of the screen, puts up the shot, and it rattles away. But now she's trying to make the steal. Ball is loose. The rebound was pulled out by Kasonic. Kasonic in all sorts of trouble, but she's able to pass it out to Jones, and Jones up ahead to Lake. And Lake got away. No, she didn't get away with the walk. It's so loud in here with the cheering. I didn't hear the whistle, but she walked with it. She got the ball in just a little bunny hop. There wasn't anybody within 15 feet of her. And you kind of hear the chant from the rowdies over there. You can't do that. As that one takes an easy bucket off the boards here. And we're going to have a foul as Tinkham got the ball. And Stryker commits the foul, reaches in. And the fouls up on the board are incorrect. They have four team fouls up there for Kearney High, They have yet to commit one. Yeah, now they fix it. 1,000 whistled on Southeast here in the second half. That went against Stryker, her first. Here's Rousseau. She gets the kick, fires the three. No good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Roth. Roth gave it away momentarily. Gets it to Tinkham on that left side. And around the perimeter, now entry in through Maloli. Maloli now gives it right side for Arp. Arp, same spot where she hits the three, but she wasn't open there. They get it out for Roth. And again, Arp has a hand in her face when she catches the ball. They're not going to sag on her anymore as Rousseau has it. High post with it is Maloli. Gives it to Arp. Arp with the dribble. Picked up. Double team. Gets it. Open for three is going to be Roth. It's no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Kostanek. And Kostanek will just get the ball up to Nielsen. And into the offensive zone comes Lincoln Southeast. 26-18, and the entry pass down low for Haley Lake. The Lake now has 6 points in the game, and the pass tip somehow coming up with it is Maloli, and now Maloli throws it away. She drove, tried to dish it to Tinkham. Tinkham thought Maloli was going to pull up for the jumper, started to flash in for the rebound, and they just didn't connect on the pass. So a turnover, the eighth unofficially here against Kearney High in the basketball game. So 26-20 after that bucket by Lincoln Southeast. They are down by three, and Lake facing some pressure, gets the ball to Stryker. Stryker falling out of bounds, saves it. Somehow Kostanek gets it in for the cutter, and Matley Jones picks up the loose ball. It's kind of like picking up a fumble and going in for the touchdown. She laid it up and in, and then on the inbounds, we have a whistle on Southeast. That'll be a foul on the Knights. On Paige Nielsen. That'll be her first. Second of the second half against Lincoln Southeast. And again, the Knights want to put pressure on. Long pass to Maloli. They double-team her, gets it to Rousseau. Rousseau will throw it off the shoe tops of one of the Knights and out of bounds right at the end of the Bearcat bench. 26-22, Kearney High with the lead and the basketball. Arp will get the inbounds, facing that 2-3 zone. They get it right side for Rousseau. On the baseline, Maloli, pass tip, gets her ball back. She was trying to get it to Roth. Now the bounce pass will get it to Arp between the circles. And again, Kearney High being very patient here, facing this zone defense. They are not just holding onto the ball for 15, 20 seconds and then just chucking it up. They have been patient offensively and making that night defense move. Arp has it top of the circle, gives it to Rousseau. Rousseau shoots a quick three. As soon as I say that, we do the opposite, and the shot is no good. Rebound taken out of there by Jones, and into the offensive zone is Nielsen. And now Kearney High will go with a little bit of man-to-man, and the pass knocked away by Megan Tinkham and out of bounds. Actually, I got to double-check the defense. It appeared to be man-to-man up top. Excuse me, zone up top and man-to-man down below. But I don't think that's really the case. In any event, Lake gets the inbounds, and Kearney High right now is going man-to-man, but they're sagging inside. And Nielsen has it. Nielsen off of the screen, too far away to shoot the three. We'll get the ball out to Lake. Lake on the right side for Kostanek. Off of the screen, top of the circle, Jones enters it in to Lake. Lake, that's a tough shot. It's no good. And a rebound out of there by Arp. And Arp slows things down. She wanted to run, but she was shut off by Nielsen, so she'll slow it down and be the patient upperclassman that she is. Arp has it, gives it right side for Roth. Entry pass for Maloli. Bounce pass across the lane for Rousseau. Rousseau has Tinkham inside, but passes it outside. Arp, very smartly, the pass tip, she allowed it to get into the backcourt so she didn't have to worry about an over-and-back situation. And right now, Jason Boyd, not happy with his offensive movement right now, so he calls a timeout. Bearcats will inbound it with 3:19 to go here in the third quarter. They lead it 26-22. We'll toss the ball in after this quick timeout.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. We'll remind you that tomorrow we'll have another boy-girl doubleheader for you. And apparently they don't want to pay me mileage because I'm staying in town. Kearney Catholic playing host to Gothenburg, and we'll have those games for you tomorrow afternoon, a little bit earlier start. So we'll have that boy-girl doubleheader for you tomorrow afternoon right here on KXPN Radio, the ESPN Superstation. With the dribble is going to be Rousseau. Josie Clark and Keisha Nickel checked in during the timeout. Clark has it on the left side, and again, they're facing that 2-3 zone here. And with the dribble is going to be Rousseau. Going to give a little bit of a... They put Arp down low. Arp actually is going to kind of run the baseline here just a little bit. Maloli gives it on the right side off of the screen. They enter it inside for Nickel. Nickel in trouble, kicks it out. Open is Clark. Clark will fire the three and hit the three. Nice ball movement there by Kearney High. And a great hit there by Josie Clark as Clark drains the three. Had a set look there. Knew how to handle this 2-3 zone as they penetrated in. Swung the ball around after they kicked it out, and we're going to have a hold in underneath. Blake was in trouble in the lane. Kearney High, smelling blood, went after the basketball, and as a result, they turned it over. But that three-pointer by Josie Clark is the second of the second half here for Kearney High. And they now lead it 29-22. And right now, the Cats directing traffic. Clark, Lake rather, open on the baseline, fires a three. The 5'10 senior Lake drains the three, and quickly, Kearney High brings the ball up court. They enter it inside for Rousseau. Rousseau had trouble with it, so she'll reset the offense, working it around. Now here's the three by Arp. It is well off the mark. I think it might have been partially blocked. Yes, it was. The official nearest to the shot pointed out that it was off the hands. That's his call, and it was tipped. I'll tell you what, she doesn't shoot too many air balls, so if it doesn't hit anything, my best guess is somebody touched it. Anyway, Kearney High has possession of it. They give it to Clark on the left side. Back to Rousseau, over to Arp. Down low for Maloli. Maloli in traffic, shot no good. Gets it back as it was blocked, and they'll reset the offense. Maloli, nice job getting the ball back off the screen. Arp's going to drive, has her shot blocked, and a foul on Lake. That is foul number four on Haley Lake. Lake has 9 of the 25 points here for Lincoln Southeast, and she sat out most of the second quarter in foul trouble, and she might have a little time on the pine right now. After this free throw, we'll see if they sub in for her. Arp's free throw is up and good. Checking in is going to be a post player, Maddie Erickson, and coming out, going to be Haley Lake. So again, that's a big foul. Second free throw by Arp is on the way. It's back the iron and no good. Clark pulls down the rebound. Clark triple teamed in trouble. Somehow gets it back to Arp. Around the perimeter. Entry pass for Nickel. And off of Nickel's hands and out of bounds. Kearney High moved the ball very, very well there. And everything was working good until that last pass down low and off the shoulders of Nickel and out of bounds. So Kearney High with an opportunity. But instead, they turn it over. So here come the Knights. They trail it 30-25, a minute 35 to go, third quarter. In the offensive zone is Taylor Lewis, who checked in. And now Josie Clark, going for the steal, is going to foul Alexa Kostanek. And that'll be the first foul on Josie Clark. And so Clark, the sophomore, stays in the game here. And we'll try to go a little man-to-man. She's on Kostanek. Clark hit a big three-pointer a little bit ago, and the kick in the left side. Bunched up there was Everett. Everett passed through the lane. How it got through there, I don't know. Shot's no good. Offensive rebound, and then the foul. Offensive rebound by Taylor Lewis. Lewis looking to pass the ball out, and we're going to have a hold whistled on Christy Rousseau. Two on Rousseau. Now three is a team against Kearney High. So the Knights will inbound it. Should have been called for a walk on the inbounds, but instead, the three-pointer's up, and it's no good. Rebound taken out of there by Everett. Everett kicks it in the corner. The three-pointer by Schmutty is no good. And with the ball, Jocelyn Schmutty. She'll give it off on the left side for Everett. Everett gave it away. Now off the screen, Kostanek has it. A little pick and roll. Layup, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Maloli. And Jason Boyd say, let's run, let's run. And a little in-out play here by Art. She gets the hoop in the horn. And one. And she went in. Got the defense to collapse. When she backed out, the defense went back at her, and then she drove right past Adam after they developed that, they came with that pressure. You just can't coach that. That's just a feel for a basketball game, and Nicole Arp with a chance for another three-point play. Bearcats lead by seven, and Arp will try to make it eight. It is 33-25 after the free throw. 45 seconds to go here, third quarter. With the basketball, Everett. Everett, long pass up ahead for Jones. Jones helps kick in the corner for Jacobson. Jacobson, did she walk with it? Nope, we're going to have a foul whistled on Keisha Nickel. Nickel reaching for the ball is the reason why the footing looked a little strange there. So Nickel commits the foul, fourth team foul here against Kearney High. So with 37.9 to go here in the third quarter, down by eight, Southeast will inbound underneath their own basket. It's Nielsen, lobbing it in top of the circle. Now kick left side for Lewis. Lewis has it. Off the screen, they get it to Nielsen. Nielsen's entry pass knocked away by Clark. Into the hands of Arp. Arp driving, dishing, missing. And we've got a foul on the rebound against him. That could go up against almost anybody. It's going to be a push against Southeast in two shots. We're going to call it. I thought she was going to dish, Arp was, but instead she actually was driving in. They're going to say she was pushed from behind as she put up the shot. Free throw is up and no good. So Arp will go to the line for another shot here. She's made her first three. Now she's missed, so she's shooting 75% from the game. Three out of four. Tinkham going to check in. She checked in time. She's going to come in for Clark. Clark hit a big three-pointer, helped force the turnover, gets a nice little hand here. She had a good couple of minutes playing here for the Cats. So the sophomore does well, and now the senior, Nicole Arp, at the free throw line. Her free throw is up and good.
Second free throw good.
9-point Bearcat lead. And if they can hold the Knights out here, it would be nice to start the fourth quarter with a lead that considerable. Kostanek off the double team, gives it to Jacobson. Into the lane, she gives it to Erickson. And the little floater is up and good. Erickson had it in the lane and was able to put up the shot. 7 seconds left. With the dribble, there's going to be Arp. Arp gets it down low for Nickel. Nickel throws the foul and gets the bucket! Keisha Nickel clobbered as she put up the shot and still was able to muscle it up and in. This is the third straight quarter, and we've only played three, third straight quarter that the Bearcats got a very good look at the basket at the final second. The free throw is up and no good. Rebound by Roth. Roth has to put up the shot at the buzzer. It's no good. But Roth, it seemed, didn't know how much time was left. Then it dawned on her and still got a fairly good look at the basket. In any event, a big bucket at the end there for Keisha Nickel. And it is a 36-27 lead for Kearney High. Fourth quarter is coming up right after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Commodity markets have been volatile since USDA's January report. If you didn't make it to one of AgWest's Outlook 2010 presentations in recent weeks, here's one last chance to see what will drive grain markets in the coming months. AgWest will host two Outlook webinars on Tuesday, February the 2nd and Wednesday the 3rd. You can register for one of these webinars at goagwest.com or call us 866-WE-HEDGE. These webinars are February 2nd and 3rd, so register soon.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Well, Kearney High starts the fourth quarter leading at 36-27, but they start on defense. They entered in for Haley Lake, does Lincoln Southeast. She puts up a tough shot in the lane. It is up and good. She now has 11 points in the game. And again, her foul trouble, one of the stories of the game. Christy Rousseau gets the ball in the offensive zone. She'll get the ball to Arb. It's 36-27 after that bucket by Lake. And so Kearney High will not just take the air out of the ball. They want to have good looks, but they've been pretty much patient all night, which is one reason why we're still playing this game in the 30s. 36-29. Pass on the right side to Roth. Bearcats being patient. And after all, hey, nice if you want to stay in that zone. That's fine with us. We'll take a little bit more time off the clock, and I think Southeast realizes that. They switch to a man-to-man here. So really, for the first time tonight, they go man-to-man. Arp has it, enters it down low. Maloli, shot up and good. She knew who was defending her. She knew that Haley Lake wasn't really going to be overly aggressive. And so she went right at Lake, who's got those four personal fouls. Lincoln Southeast calls a timeout here. 38-29, 6:47 to go here, fourth quarter. And John Larson talking strategy here with his Lady Knights. We'll be back right after this.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Well, again, we'll see what we got done here in a 30-second timeout by John Larson for Lincoln Southeast. I think he had to explain to his girls, hey, we need to go man-to-man. We can't let Kearney High take that much time off the clock. And he also talked about what he wants to get done here offensively. They could use some buckets, whereas the Bearcats, a little bit more defense, be kind of handy. Everett passes into the left side. With the ball is Jones. And Jones has the basketball passed around. Here's Lake. She's going to fire a three. Bouncing around and no good. A rebound ripped out there by Nickel. So Keisha Nickel snags the bound. And another three-pointer missed here by Lincoln Southeast. They have hit three in the game and have shot 16 of them. According to my math, that would make them 3 out of 16. Pass knocked down. Maloli's able to tip the ball out to Arp. And Arp and Maloli share a little grin there. As, again, Kearney High not facing a lot of pressure, and Arp's dribbling around with no pressure on her, so they're taking time off the clock. Now a backdoor cut. Easy bucket by Shelby Maloli. And Maloli, 4 points in the quarter, and 11-point lead here for Kearney High. With the dribble is going to be Haley Lake. Lake picked up defensively by Maloli. Lake will drive the lane, has the ball stripped loose, but we're going to have a foul called before she can put up the shot. Well, it took a little time to get the gym broken in over at Kennesaw. Franklin leads Kennesaw in girls basketball 15-9 at halftime. First game played at Kennesaw's new gym. That game is on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The foul, by the way, whistled on Rousseau. That is her third, and Lake will get the inbounds here. Lake on the baseline, backing in. And they're going to call a foul against Roth, and Lake hits it high off the glass. Nice shot there by Lake. And I don't think Lake's going to come out of the game until she commits that fifth personal foul. In any event, that's now 16 fouls against Lincoln Southeast and six against Kearney High. So we're going to be shooting free throws from the rest of the way out here, and Lake's going to try to finish a three-point play and does. She's got 14 points in the game. She's got 14 of the 31 points, and her playing time has been limited because of foul trouble. So what would she have gotten done if she would have played an extra 10 minutes or so? She's probably missed that much playing time with foul trouble. Maloli has it, facing some pressure by Lake, gets it in the lane here for Roth, and Roth's heading to the line as she was fouled. And again, Kearney High, a little bit less time on the possession, but got the ball in a pretty good spot, and the foul as Jones whistled for the foul, and Roth will go and shoot two. I believe that's just the first on Jones. In any event, a couple of free throws coming up here for Roth. The first one is up and no good. Roth on the season, a 63% free throw shooter. As a team, the Bearcats are about the same, right at 60% on the year. Free throw by Roth is up and good. And Kostanek going to check back in here for Lincoln Southeast. She's going to give a breather to Lauren Stryker. And running the baseline, inbounding is Haley Lake. Lake gets it back. Kind of nice when your post player can help bring the ball up against pressure. And she does. Passes on the right side. It's Kostanek. She'll fire the three. Barely draws iron. Rebound is tipped out to Kostanek, and a little push is going to be whistled on Rousseau, and Rousseau has a look like, I didn't touch her. She just fell down, but there was enough contact there. The referee had pretty good position, and that's going to be four fouls now on Rousseau. I think that look on her face is, whoops, I shouldn't have done that kind of look, as opposed to really complaining about the call. Kostanek will go to the line. She'll have a 1-1, first 1-1 of the game here for Lincoln Southeast. And unfortunately for Kearney High, Kostanek, a pretty good free throw shooter. The freshman's at the line for a 1-1 here with 4:58 to go, fourth quarter. 9-point Bearcat lead. But plenty of time here for the Knights. Free throw up and good. Kostanek will earn the bonus. She's 3-for-3 from the free throw line. I think she has yet to touch anything iron or glass up there. Free throw here, bounces off the back of the iron, no good. Lake gets the rebound, puts up the shot, won't fall. Kostanek with the rebound, so a couple of rebounds here for the Knights, and they have possession of the basketball. Nielsen kicks it out for Lake, well behind the three-point arc now. Jones has it, is Kearney High going man-to-man. Driving is going to be Kostanek, tough shot, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Nickel. Nickel will get the ball to Maloli, and now Arp gets it, and Arp will dribble across the timeline against Nielsen. And she'll back up. Face a little bit of a double team here. Has it between the lines. 5 second count's going on. She picks up her dribble just in time and is able to get the ball on the left side for Maloli. Again, you can dribble for 5 seconds closely guarded, and then when you pick it up, you get five more. And she barely picked it up in time. Arp on the baseline, lost the ball. Stolen away by Paige Nielsen. That doesn't happen very often. And Nielsen will bring it across the timeline. Exactly midway through the fourth quarter, 41-33. Bearcats lead by 9, and they force the turnover and have their hands on the basketball. And Southeast is just going to drop back and pick things up in the half court. Kearney High doesn't want to take the air out of the ball completely, doesn't want to just stall here by any stretch, but they also want to be patient. Clock is their friend. Up by 9 with the dribble is Maloli. Bad pass. Stolen away. Kostanek with the layup and the foul. As Abby Reese is running with her, you're just trying to mentally say, don't commit the foul, don't commit the foul. And Abby Reese picks up her second personal foul here. And again, a 3-point play would be just what the doctor ordered here for Lincoln Southeast. She hits the free throw. I mean, she hits the bucket, makes it 41-35. Second free throw, the free throw is up and no good. So it's still a 6-point game. Double team in trouble is going to be Maloli. She's able to get the ball back to Arp. Arp brings it across the timeline. Arp dribbles through traffic and she's fouled. And now she'll head to the free throw line. This could turn into a free throw shooting contest. Bearcats right now with a 6-point lead with 3:19 to go. And the foul was on Lake. That's foul number 5. Haley Lake has fouled out of the game with 3:19 to go here in the fourth quarter. She'll get a nice round of applause after scoring 14 points in maybe 14 minutes of play. You might be able to hear the rowdies in the far side walking off Haley Lake. And she's going to chomp her gum and stand on the end until the rowdies don't notice that she's here. But she's going to have to sit down eventually. You'll know when it happens because you'll hear the rowdies yelling. Harp's going to go line. She'll shoot the free throw. It's up and good. So Art hits the free throw. He's got 18 in the game. Make it now 19 in the game. That'll make for an 8-point lead. And Nielsen across the timeline. Gives it off on the left side for Kostanek. Kostanek over for Stryker. Stryker gives it off on the left side. Dribbling is Nielsen. Nielsen in traffic. Tough shot. Too tough because Keisha Nielsen pulls down the rebound. And Nickel will give the ball out to Arp. Arp has it. Arp with the dribble. Picks up her dribble. Looking to pass. Is able to get the ball in the hands of Nickel. Nickel over on the right side for Roth. 2:42 to go here. Fourth quarter. 8-point. Kearney High lead. Bearcats have the basketball. Southeast tried to commit a foul. Wouldn't give it to him. With the dribble is Roth. Roth gives it over for Arp. Arp with the dribble on the left side. Restarts the 5-second count. Gives it to Maloli. And Maloli has the ball knocked loose. Goes in the backcourt. Roth goes down to get it. And somehow loose ball's picked up by Stryker. Stryker lobs it down low. And Everett gets the bucket. And a timeout here for Lincoln Southeast. Cats took off 30-35 seconds there. But now they have given up the bucket. So it's 43-37, 2:12 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll be back after the Lincoln Southeast timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back here to Kearney High. Bearcats lead at 43-37 here in girls basketball. 2:12 to go, fourth quarter. Lincoln Southeast leading scorer Haley Lake is fouled out of the game with 14 points. And now Kearney High, after that bucket by Southeast, will inbound it. They get the ball in the hands of Nicole Arp, and Arp will walk down to the end of the court, and she will shoot a 1-and-1. This will be the final 1-and-1 of the basketball game here for Kearney High. Nielsen whistled for her third personal foul. That's now 9 team fouls on Lincoln Southeast with 2:10 to go. Kearney High still has 3 timeouts left if things get a little dicey. Free throw, no good for Arp. And rebound taken out of there by Everett. So Everett with the rebound. And so here comes Lincoln Southeast. They have a chance. They get it inside for Jones. Jones, shot on the rim, lays there. No good. Bearcats save it, but into the hands of Kostanek. She'll fire the three. No good. Arp pulls down the rebound. Arp, they're trying to track her down to foul her. There's 3 black shirts going after her. She outruns them all, dribbles through the traffic, and now she's going to slow down. She's just skating with the puck, isn't she? Just staying away, playing a little keep away. They push her a little bit, but no foul called. They get the ball to Roth. Roth now gets it to Rousseau. They just couldn't find her. Rousseau has it. Kostanek's trying to foul her and finally got the job done. Kostanek picks up her second personal foul. Now 10 team fouls on Lincoln Southeast. And I don't know if Southeast knows that Kayla Roth is actually a better free throw shooter than Nicole Hart. Rousseau shooting about 20 percentage points better on the season than Hart from the free throw line. Rousseau's free throw is up and good. Both of them have pretty good numbers. Rousseau shoots right at 79%, and Arp shoots right at 60, 59.8, 79.2. So the 79.2% free throw shooter, Christy Rousseau, is at the free throw line. She's 2 out of 3 in the game, and that free throw is no good. I've got to learn not to brag about free throw shooting. 7-point lead here for Kearney High. Southeast with the dribble. Kostanek, pass tip, and stolen away by Shelby Maloli. Maloli comes up with the ball, is able to get the ball to Arp, and Arp is fouled by Paige Nielsen. And Nielsen acts like she's upset. I don't know why she is. They're in a situation where they pretty much need to commit those fouls. And if you can't make the steal, and obviously that's what you would prefer to do. If you can't make the steal, then you need to make the foul. So there will be two shots coming up here for Arp, as we mentioned. 59.8 on the season coming in. Free throw is up and good.
First free throw good.
And she's 7 out of 8, 7 out of 9 here in the game so far. So she has improved her shooting percentage on the season just a little bit and does so again as she hits the free throw. And Jason Boyd's going to talk strategy here with a minute 15 to go. Timeout for the Bearcats. They lead it 46-37. Minute 15 to go here against Lincoln Southeast. The Lady Knights will inbound right after this.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, we'll give you a little bit of the game reset. Both teams are in the bonus. Kearney High is actually in the double bonus. Any foul by Lincoln Southeast will send the Cats a line to shoot two. Possession arrow pointing to Kearney High, and so is the scoreboard, 46-37. Both teams have plenty of timeouts left as well. Backdoor cut. Nice play here by Southeast. Laying it up and in is Peyton Everett. She lays it up and in, and a timeout here for Lincoln Southeast. So they call the timeout with a minute one to go here. Full timeout for Lincoln Southeast. We'll keep it here and give you the game reset. They have, according to my calculations, they have one timeout left, and Kearney High has two. The Bearcats have a full and a 30 left. Lincoln Southeast still has one full timeout left with a minute one to go. As we mentioned, possession arrow pointing to Kearney High, so if it's tied up, they'll maintain possession. And the Bearcats right now lead at 46-39. If I'm Southeast, I really don't want to commit the foul. But if you can't make the steal, I don't think they really have much of a choice. And that's probably one of the things that John Larson talked about. You know, Jason Boyd right now is saying, we want the ball in the hands of either Arp or Rousseau, our two best free throw shooters, our two best ball handlers. And they're trying to diagram ways to make that happen here. Because, again, Southeast will be going for the steal. Arp and Rousseau are out there with Roth, Nickel, and Maloli. And all five of them can handle the ball relatively well. The inbound is going to be Maloli. Maloli runs the baseline, gets the ball into Arp. Arp, triple team, has the dribble in the corner, dribbles around a little bit. She's backing up, losing ground, and they're going to call a charge on Arp. The referee, right in front of the referee. I was shielded by the player, so I didn't see if she threw out the arm or what have you. But it's going to be a player control foul, offensive foul on Nicole Arp. And Lincoln Southeast makes the play defensively. 54 seconds to go here. 7-point game. Long pass. Stolen away by Arp. Arp makes the steal. Arp will lay it up. And it's no good. And another player control foul right underneath the basket. There was contact there, but you usually don't get that below the glass, and that's exactly where the defender was. And Jason Boyd not happy, but he has to change topics here. With an offensive foul, no free throws, so it is Southeast basketball in the offensive zone. And now, in the corner, here's a three, no good. Rebound pulled out of there. And they call the foul. I don't even know if there was contact yet, but in any event, Keisha Nickel will head to the free throw line. She'll shoot two after pulling down the rebound. So 38.7 to go here. A couple of times earlier, Lincoln Southeast trying to call the foul, and they actually made contact, and they wouldn't get the whistle there. I think they anticipated the foul. In any event, Nichols going to go to the line and shoot two, and the free throw is up and no good. Nichols on the season hasn't been to the line a whole lot, and she was a 46% free throw shooter coming in. And she hits one out of two here. She's one out of five in the game from the free throw line, so those numbers will not go up. Kostanek on the baseline, left-handed shot up and good. And that'll make it 46-41. Timeout, Lincoln Southeast. 30-second timeout left. 30-second timeout with 30 seconds left. 29.7, to be honest with you. Check it. It is a full timeout. Full timeout, so we'll take it with them. Six-point lead here for Kearney High. Bearcats will inbound it. We come back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
29.7 seconds to go in this one. 47-41. Kearney High with a six-point lead, and they're going to inbound it after they made baskets. They're going to be able to run the baseline. You know they're going to face some pressure here from Lincoln Southeast. And again, it'll be Nichol and Arp, Roth, Rousseau, and Maloli out there for Kearney High. All five of them handle the ball fairly well. Obviously, Roth and Rousseau is who they'd like to send to the free throw line if they could. And they'll run the baseline. They get the ball to Nichol. Nichol will hand to Arp. Arp's in the corner just waiting for pressure to come. They've got timeouts, and they're going to use it. Or is there a foul? I think on the timeout. They get the timeout called. And again, the Bearcats had it. They really weren't looking to do anything more than just take a little time off the clock. Timeout here for Kearney High. And it's just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Bearcats still have one timeout left to go with 23 seconds to go. Six-point Bearcat lead. Again, that works off about 5-6 seconds there. And so Kearney High just trying to bleed the clock as best they can. Now they are trying to take the air out of the ball. So again, that same five out there for the Bearcats. Roth, Rousseau, Nichol, Maloli, and of course Arp. And now they cannot run the baseline, thanks to the timeout. So Maloli's got to stay there right by the bear paw. And they'll end the ball to Roth. Roth in trouble. I think she walked. And still, no call. Ball's loose, stolen, pass up ahead. Layup by Kostanek. And that's a four-point ball game. Bearcats get it into the hands of Nichol. Nichol gets it to Rousseau. Rousseau to Arp. 7 seconds left. Arp dribbling around. And a foul whistled on whom? Or is there a timeout? Bearcats call timeout. Final timeout of the game here for Kearney High. 5 seconds to go. And they got a little dicey, folks. But barring a foul or some absolute meltdown, Bearcats are going to hold on in this one. In part because Lincoln Southeast is out of timeout. And in high school ball, after a made shot, the clock keeps running. So the Bearcats will never have to inbound it again after this. So even if they give it right to Lincoln Southeast, they drain a three, Bearcats then don't have to inbound it. Therefore, Kearney High is going to win this one, advance to 10-2 on the year, but Lincoln Southeast is going to do their best. Who knows? Make a steal, get the foul. Anything can happen at that point. But with only 5 seconds to go here, the Cats are in pretty good shape. Jason Boyd figuring, I got five timeouts. There's no sense not using them. They don't give you bonus points for holding on to them. The inbound is going to be Maloli. Maloli bounce pass in for Arp, and Arp's going to be fouled right away. 3.5 to go here in the ball game. And again, both teams out of timeouts. So Arp going to go to line. She'll shoot two. 47-43, up by four. This is already a two-possession game with only 3.5 to go. And Arp will try to pad the lead, pad the final score, and she does. Nice win here tonight for the Lady Cats. pretty good crowd as well, but there's room for you if you're out driving around listening to the ball game. There's room for you for the boys' game. Second free throw is no good. Rebound taken out by Everett. Everett has it stolen away by Arp. And that's your final score. So a five-point win here for Kearney High, 48-43. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show as the Bearcats win it, 48-43. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Commodity markets have been volatile since USDA's January report. If you didn't make it to one of AgWest's Outlook 2010 presentations in recent weeks, here's one last chance to see what will drive grain markets in the coming months. AgWest will host two Outlook webinars on Tuesday, February the 2nd and Wednesday the 3rd. You can register for one of these webinars at goagwest.com or call us 866-WE-HEDGE. These webinars are February 2nd and 3rd, so register soon.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Once again, our final score, 48-43. Kearney High with the win over Lincoln Southeast here in girls basketball. Let's check the numbers here. First of all, for Lincoln Southeast, it now falls to 9-5 on the year. They had a couple players in double figures led by Haley Lake, who fouled out of the game with 3:19 to go fourth quarter. She finished with 19 points on the evening, and Lake only had 2 rebounds on the night. But she had 14 and 2 rebounds. Alexa Kostanek finished the game with 11 points. Kostanek, though, finished with 7 rebounds as well. After that, Matley Jones had 2, 5 off the bench for Paige Nielsen. Also, all of them coming in the first half. Maddie Erickson also with 5 points here in the ballgame and 7 off the bench for Peyton Everett. And again, one of the big stories, Haley Lake sat out probably 10, 12 minutes that she normally would have played. She sat out because of foul trouble, a big factor in the game. Obviously, another big factor would be Nicole Arp. Another outstanding evening tonight for Arp, as Arp finishes with let me double-check it here, almost a double-double. She had 22 points on the night. She finished with 7 rebounds as well. So Arp, an outstanding performance. Only player tonight in double figures here for the Bearcats. But when you do 22, that's pretty good. So Arp finished with 22 points on the night. Good job of shooting free throws. Shelby Maloli, pretty good evening as well. She finished with 8 points and 7 rebounds. Keisha Nickel off the bench had a very solid performance, 5 points and 5 rebounds. Christy Rousseau had 5 points on the evening. 2 points for Megan Tinkham, 1 for Kayla Roth. A big 3-pointer in that third quarter for Josie Clark. Clark only played about 4 minutes, but they were pretty good minutes. She had a nice little run there for the sophomore. And Abby Reese with 2 points on the evening as well. Bearcats did lead by 5 at halftime, and they end up winning it by 5 and advance now to 10-2 on the season. And the Bearcats playing pretty good ball right now. They'll be back in action tomorrow at Fremont, and that won't be any easy task playing at Fremont. The team they're hosting, they're playing tomorrow, Fremont, they come in with a record of 9-3 on the season. Once again, our final, 48-43. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Misco Sports reminds you that they have Red Ledge ski coats all 50% off. And it's been cold enough, it feels like winter. A nice ski coat would be kind of handy. They also have Red Ledge ski pants on sale as well. Wigwam stocking caps are all half off. They also have Columbia gloves, Nike and Adidas stocking caps, and no shoes on sale right now. Misco Sports, downtown on the Bricks. See them before the games begin. 48-43. Lady Bearcats with the win. We'll turn our attention to the boys' game when we come back in about 10 minutes. We'll be back with coverage of Kearney High, Lincoln Southeast, and boys' basketball. We'll do that in just a few minutes right here on ESPN 1460. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Join us back with the boys' game in just a few minutes right here. But right now we're going to send her back to the studios.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.